Hey, it's Alan Berg. Are you coming to Wedding MBA this year? Well, I'll be there again. I haven't missed one since the first one in 2007. So I look forward to seeing you there. And if you want to save $20 off the current ticket price, and they get higher as you get closer, go to WeddingMBA.com. Use the promo code Alan, A-L-A-N. WeddingMBA.com, promo code Alan. Save $20. I look forward to seeing you there. Before we get into this episode, I'm starting something called Ask Me Anything. That's right. You submit your questions and they could become an entire episode or something that I answer at the end of an episode. To submit your questions, look for the red button at podcast.alanberg.com. That's right. podcast.alanberg.com. Click on the red button, submit your question, and maybe you'll hear it here on the podcast. Thanks. Have you resolved to stop making resolutions? Listen to this episode, see where I'm going. Welcome to another episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Berg. I'm a speaker, author, sales trainer, website reviewer, and I help businesses like yours sell more, profit more, and have more fun doing it. Enjoy this episode. Hi, it's Alan Berg. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. Well, it's February. And you're way past the New Year's now and getting into the rest of this year. Did you make New Year's resolutions? Is that something you even do? And if you did you keep them? Have you already blown them off? What have you done there? See, there's a lot of talk about this. You know, should you make resolutions or not? And a lot of what I've been following myself and hearing from other people is you don't wait till January 1st to decide to change something. And there's got to be a commitment to it. And the commitment is not January 1st, I decided to do it, and now I don't. Like if you joined a gym, gyms count on the fact that you're not going to come. Gyms get real busy in January, a little less busy in February, and less busy in March, and then they keep going down from there. And their business model is based on the fact that you pay every month and you don't show up. That's what their business model is. My wife used to work at a Gold's Gym, so that's what the business model is. Because if everybody showed up that is a member, there isn't enough equipment, there isn't enough lockers and all those kind of things. And you know, with the busy times of the day, it's already busy. Imagine if 3, 4, 5 times more people came at that time of day, right? That would be a problem. So what should you do instead of making a resolution? Well, what you should do is you should make a commitment to something that you're going to do, and it's about commitment. And if you've heard any of the episodes where I've talked about the languages that I'm learning, it's really about commitment. I mean, as of the recording of this, I think it's 1,083 days in a row that I've done at least one French lesson. I do some Spanish lessons just to keep my Spanish up because I'm fluent in Spanish, but the French kind of messes it up. And I started learning Italian because I got an inquiry about possibly speaking in Italy. So I figured, well, why not? Let's just do that. And now that's kind of messing up my other languages because they're so close. If you know those languages, there's some words are exactly the same, some words different. But it's the commitment there, right? The commitment. Somebody said, are you better at languages? I said, well, I'm more committed to learning because I do it every day. It's also the gamification of the app, that little green owl in Duolingo that just says, don't lose your streak there, right? But this isn't about learning a language. This is about anything. It's about learning any new skill. It's about taking on something personally, whether it's a health challenge where you're trying to bulk up or lose weight or become healthier in the way that you're eating and things. This isn't just a momentary change. That's the concept of the resolution is people, they fall by the wayside because there's no commitment to it. When I found out I was gluten sensitive, we did food sensitivity tests. I found out I was gluten sensitive, lactose intolerant. I was good in the beginning about doing gluten-free, and then it would kind of fall off because I'm not celiac, so I don't get sick. I just get bloated. I get gassy. I don't feel as well when I do it if I eat too much. And what I found is that going off the wagon, if you will, and having gluten when I probably shouldn't, that's when I don't feel as well and it affects other parts of my life. So I've committed to that's how I'm going to eat. I'm going to do, unless it's absolutely, there's nothing there for me to eat and it's don't eat at all or eat something that's doesn't have gluten in it or obviously doesn't have gluten in it, right? I'm going to do it that way. So what is it that you're committed to do? Committed to writing a book? Committed to expanding your business, committed to being better in your relationships personally and in business. Whatever it is, it's not a now and then maybe not. It's a commitment, right? And that's, again, why, you know, should you be making resolutions? Yeah, you should resolve to make a commitment to do something that's important to you, important to your family, important to your business, but don't wait till January 1st to do it. A lot of people start then, that's great, but do you fall off? One of the other things that Duolingo does with its gamification is it gives you little stats there. It tells me that, you know, I've reached this point faster than 95% of the people that are using their app, right? And again, in the streak, and I can see other people, because part of the gamification is people that you know, you can connect to that, and it gives you their milestones. It tells you so-and-so hit 1,000 days or hit 500 days or hit 100 days or whatever it is, and you can give them a high five and you can do encouragement. And that is helpful. Letting other people know what your commitment is, telling other people what you're trying to achieve will hold you accountable to that. So if you want to resolve to do something different and you just keep it internal and you're really good with that, that's wonderful. But if you need a little bit of help, that's when telling people that this is what you want to do and having them hold you accountable to it. So yeah, it's okay if you don't have the streak. I mean, if I didn't have the streak in Duolingo, it would be fine. My life doesn't change. I would start over again and it would be nothing except to me. But the fact that it's so easy to just do something as opposed to nothing. And that's the same thing like with working out. If you can't do a full workout, can you do something, right? And if you can't, you know, you're like, I eat out a lot. If I can't eat healthier all the time when I'm out, can I maybe just eat less of whatever that unhealthy thing is, but then don't deny myself totally, right? But it's about commitment. Is it resolving to do something? Yes. Does it need January 1st? No. Could you do it now in February? Yeah. If you're listening to this and it isn't February, at any other time of the year, could you start? Yes. And maybe you want to let other people know and say, hold me accountable to this. Stopping smoking, whatever it is, have other people call you out on it. And is it going to be a smooth ride? No. You know, some days I do one lesson just to get that little green owl off my back so that it knows that I've made my streak. And other times it high fives me for doing 10 lessons in a day or whatever, because I have more time. So understand that it can be a rocky road as long as you're still moving forward towards whatever it is you're trying to achieve, but don't wait for a milestone date to start that. Do that anytime. Matter of fact, do it today. Thanks for listening. Hi, it's Alan Berg. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. You can find full transcripts on my website at podcast.alanberg.com. And if you have a suggestion for a topic for a new episode or even a guest, please let me know at alan@weddingbusinesssolutions.com. And if you'd like to find out about having me come and speak to your association or a conference, or do sales training in person or remotely for your team, whether you're a team of one or a team of 100, please let me know again, alan@weddingbusinesssolutions.com. Thanks for listening.